game is over for Pats and Jags. And now the most comprehensive review of it begins. This is the Real Postgame Show on Sports Radio WEEI. The Real Postgame Show is presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com. By Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings. And by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Let's get things going. Here's Glenn Ordway and Fred Smirlis on Sports Radio WEEI.
24-20, your final. New England wins themselves another AFC championship. They are headed to the Super Bowl again. And right now it's looking more and more like the Philadelphia Eagles will be their opponent 2 weeks from now, as Case Keenum is having all sorts of difficulty.
Back.
Yeah, he is. So 15 of 23, Freddie, 149 yards in the first half. Quarterback rating of 79.8. He does have a touchdown, but he has an interception and a fumble. He was sacked one time, and the moment may be a little too big for him. On the other side of the ledger, Nick Foles been pretty good. 15 of 22, 208
wow.
yards through the air.
I guess that
first
defense.
Half. Yep, with one touchdown. He was sacked once and a quarterback rating of 113.4. It is now a 24-7 Philadelphia lead at the half.
I think Jacksonville's defense is better than looking at it is better than Minnesota's. They have that speed at back, that speed at linebacker.
They're both damn good. And you want to know something? Philadelphia's defense is pretty good as
yeah,
well.
But their offense isn't as good as they're showing right
now.
This is an average offense.
Right, exactly.
You know, they're letting them light them up like that. I think maybe the whole thing.
Well, it all comes back to quarterback. And if you look at the tournament here with four teams, you had one legitimate big-time quarterback, the greatest of all time, and you got three other guys who are backup guys in essence,
well,
right?
Well, Bortles not.
No, Bortles was a high draft pick, but he's still
– He's muddled through the league.
Exactly.
You're right. So there's one superhero. But I didn't think that Philadelphia could light up that defense. I mean, they're torching them.
But they're doing with their defense,
though.
They've
got
the fumble, which they scored. They've got the pick, which they scored. Their defense is quick. So if you're looking at their physical and they possess the same type of quickness that you see with Jacksonville, I'm not sure they have as many big – playmakers.
I think they could do what they're doing defensively, but I thought Minnesota would do the same thing. I thought it'd be maybe 3 points, a 7-point lead at halftime by one or the other, but not this. I mean, domination.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls. We'll hear from Brady. We'll hear from Amendola. We'll hear from some of the players. And then when they start the fourth quarter, we'll close things out. We'll take you to Philadelphia, let you hear the fourth quarter, and find out exactly who will be the opponent for the New England Patriots. But right now, we go back to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Bill. Bill's in Braintree. Hi, Bill.
Billy.
Bill in Braintree.
Grab one of the brains.
Speak up, brother.
I'm a tree.
All right, let's go elsewhere. Let's go to Melissa in Holliston. Hi, Melissa.
All right. Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Call is very quiet. Melissa?
Melissa? What's going on?
I hear movement.
What's going on? People falling asleep? The alcohol is finally taking effect.
We had a couple of those alcohol-induced calls.
People got excited. They drank an awful lot. Now they're totally passed
out. At the end,
out.
They just started guzzling. When the whistle blew.
They talk about getting excited today. We had Sean Spicer, the former press secretary for Trump, in the all-pro tailgate tent. Freddie was so excited today. He was so excited. I've never seen you so excited to see a guy that short, a guy who's actually shorter than I am.
But, I mean, you have girth. He was a little guy. But the people, everyone went nuts for the guy. He's a very friendly guy.
I don't know who was more excited to see Sean Spicer, you or Rob Ninkovich. Ninkovich was pretty excited.
I know, Dickie. And a couple of guys we had from Lowell.
Daryl is in Dartmouth. Next up here on the Real Post Game Show. Daryl.
Hi, how you doing? Sorry, I can barely talk. I just left a stadium. I'm on the road.
Feeling good, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I couldn't stop smiling when I got there, and I got to tell you, I feel fantastic. But kudos to the team and the fans. I got to tell you, the people that I sat around were outstanding, and even though like it was getting pretty tight there, they never lost hope. They just never lost hope. Maybe a
did
little
you
bit
lose
of
hope at all? Were you nervous down the stretch or down by 10 in the fourth quarter?
I wasn't feeling too good, but I turned around to the people behind me and I said, "You got to believe, you got to believe," and I just kept hanging on to that, and I just kept saying, we're going to win. We're going to win this.
You know, I felt worse when they were down by 10 in the fourth quarter than it was when they were down to Atlanta and the Super Bowl. It just seemed like they put up so many different pitfalls for the Patriots. They were currently coming. Then you saw it, and the defense started coming. Then when Patriots took that touchdown, it went down by four. It was like, this is going to be a great one. And then the great plays down the stretch by the Patriots. We've been through so many of these at home. This is the first time you saw everyone go nuts. Everyone was going nuts. The first one, yeah, but after all these championships, you think it's more routine, right? Ah, they're going to win. No, it wasn't. People were going nuts, and the fans were screaming in the stadium. This was the happiest I've seen a crowd after one of these victories since the first one or two.
Well, because they had fear in their eyes after watching the first three
everywhere.
Quarters. They're sitting there going, we're down 20-10 against this team? But I think there was a lack of respect for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I hope people don't make the same mistake if it's the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, they won't.
Because you're going to look at Nick Foles, and you're going to look at the Eagles, and you're going to say, well, they lost their quarterback. If Carson Wentz were their quarterback, then I'd be worried about him, but I'm not worried about him if they're Nick Foles. Nick Foles played well a couple of years ago. He's capable.
He went to a Pro Bowl, I think.
He is capable of going out and having a good game.
He is. Yeah, no, but we know what the Eagles are. We played them
before. By the way, you're going to get some old Patriot players in this one. You're going to get Chris Long. If it's the Eagles, you're going to get LeGarrette Blount. So you're going to get some. You're going to get some former Patriot players in this one. Let's go to Donald. He's still in the parking lot, unfortunately.
Donald.
What's up, Donald?
Hey, not much. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I was at the game. And I've been at other games where we were down a good amount. I was at the Ravens game where we were down 14 twice. And I don't know exactly what it was. Can't put my finger on it. But tonight, it just, like, it seemed down a lot of the time. Like, I couldn't, like, you almost couldn't see a path to the win during, like, the when we were, you know, when we were down. There was a lot more hype in the stands. People, you know, still believed. You saw how we were going to win. Same thing with the Denver game a couple years ago when we were down 24, like a half. You know, they looked bad, but you almost could see how we could win. Tonight, it was just, I don't know what it was. You almost just couldn't feel it. And the crowd definitely was down at some points. But then at one point at the beginning of the fourth quarter, there was one guy like, you know, seven rows down from me. All of a sudden, somehow he climbed up like eight rows. He's right in front of me. Crowd turned right around. And, you know, I think that, you know, obviously it helps the team, but, it was just a great atmosphere at the
you
end.
You could feel everything rising when they threw that touchdown pass to Thomas in the fourth quarter. Just started rising.
Well, the worst part about it is you looked at it and said, Brady looks okay. Matter of fact, he looks fine. Matter of fact, he looks
great.
Maybe more accurate than he was a week ago. And you're looking at it saying, so where is the problem? The problem was Jacksonville was a lot better than most of the Jamokes thought this past week.
You know,
they're a good team. All they needed to do is Blake Bortles had to play well for them. And you didn't think that was possible. Blake Bortles played well today.
He did. And a couple of those receivers just came up big. They hadn't done anything all year, making tremendous catches. He was throwing right out of the reach of the defensive backs. There wasn't even one even close interception all the way up to the fourth quarter. There wasn't even a close interception. A couple times it was a couple interceptions, but that tipped off the fingers. But Keelan, he was throwing as accurate as I've ever seen him throw.
Keelan Cole made some big plays. Corey Grant made some big plays. Westbrook made one and then dropped the pass on that second one. He was defended well. That last pass on that last play,
great
he
play.
Was the guy they went to, and it was a great defensive play. But you're right. There were some other people. Leonard Fournette was kept in check, and yet I'll give Jacksonville credit. They used the threat of Leonard Fournette to open up a passing game. New England couldn't go out of what they were doing because you still got to worry about Leonard Fournette.
We
He's
always
the guy
say,
that can kill you.
Even if the running game's not successful, you can't go away from it because your play-action pass keeps him at bay because he's a great running back. Broke one, I think, for about 10 yards. You're right. Every time he did that play action, he was as accurate as could be.
I'll tell you another one, Fred. They had a flea flicker, if you remember. Philadelphia did, and it was a broken play. And Bortles, running to his right, ends up making the pass first
on the run.
Great pass on the run. He was doing some stuff. You sat there and said, oh, my God. Blake Bortles is doing stuff I didn't think he was capable of.
When he
of
played
doing.
Against Buffalo, I tweeted out, watching him was like watching Bonnie Fife ask a girl out for a date.
Funny.
It was so uncomfortable. That's funny. That's pretty funny.
A little dated, but, funny.
But
very funny.
He looked uncomfortable playing. He was hesitant in his throws. He's running out there on the run. He's surveying the field. He didn't have the ball tucked. And when he got to about to almost the last scrimmage, he fired a perfect pass. Before, we're watching him with the ball tucked running. had no intention of throwing the ball. Here, they said, be aware when you start pulling out, DBs are going to come up, keep your eyes open. And he did. He made some fantastic. You got to give the guy credit.
And I'll tell you what, the Patriots were digging out the trick plays, too. They did the double pass. They did the flea flicker. Yeah. They were doing some stuff because they knew they were in trouble, and they had to go deep
into the
bag.
You had to freeze the pursuit. They pursued so quickly. If you ran had a fake throwback, right, like they did, all the pursuit comes this way. The throwback cleared it, and Lewis was running down the field, but must have made 15, 20 yards, and then the ball was stripped. So they had to utilize plays that made the pursuit go away from the play.
We go to Ernesto in Franklin. What's up, bud?
Hey, man. What's going on, guys?
How are you, Ernesto?
It was fantastic. I was just coming back from the game with my buddies, Mag, Smalley, Plana. I told those guys we're down, and it's 20-10, 12 minutes left, and it just felt like, you know, it was going to be another Brady moment, an insurmountable. It just seemed like they were taking it to us. But Danny Amendola is the best free agent signing the Patriots have ever had. He's been phenomenal. He's been phenomenal when the chips are down.
He's an unbelievable clutch player.
Many years ago, everyone said he's getting too much money.
If you remember, he came in here, and a lot of people thought he was going to be the replacement for Wes Welker. And next thing you know, Edelman moved up on the chart from him. And yet, Amendola, I don't think, can do exactly.
He's more of a receiver.
Yes,
than
he can't
is a slot
do what right. Can't do what Edelman can do, but man, he has found a role here. Big games, big plays. You're right. Huge.
He has Gronk going down in that play, and then you figured, okay. I mean, his receiving corps, no Edelman, no Gronk, and then the incomparable Tom Brady. You guys said it best. It's like if he goes and wins the Super Bowl, you know, Jordan, Babe Ruth, Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Tom Brady will surpass everything and anything.
I got to interrupt you because the precincts the West precincts are reporting right now. Philadelphia has just scored again. Say goodnight to the Minnesota Vikings. It will be the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. See it on the sideline, the Vikings heads down. A great pass once again by Nick Foles. Just perfect receiver, just stop, run, great catch
right
at the pylon. Unbelievable.
But the defensive back bought.
Don't take Foles lightly. Do not take Nick Foles lightly.
Do
what you did with this week with Blake
Bortles. Didn't he play against the Patriots when they were
2-0-7? He beat the Patriots. Yes.
Beat the Patriots. He came out and played tremendous ball. I think he went to, like I said, I think he went to a Pro Bowl once. But that stupid defensive back.
They're pounding him right now. This Minnesota Viking defense is just falling apart right now.
They don't have great DBs. These DBs are getting toasted.
Yep.
Toasted.
And I'm telling you, the Eagles will be a challenge. This will not be an easy game. That defense is real good, and they're real quick. And you can look at it and say, well, there's no Carson Wentz, and that's what people are going to do all week. I'm telling you, Foles has been great so far in this game. Great.
Minnesota, prepare for the demons.
So we're going to go another year without...
Philadelphia's going to move to Minnesota.
We're going to another year where the host team is not going to be the home team. Not going to happen again. All right, we'll take you to the fourth quarter of that game. We go back to the phone calls right now. Rocco is in Saugus.
Rocco!
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, first of all, I want to say big ups to Tooney. He played a good game. You know, I've been bashing the guy all year, so
who?
I just want to say Tooney. You know what I mean?
Tooney's a good player.
I've been bashing on his offensive line play all years, but he had a good game today. But the thing about what I called last week, I don't know if you guys remember about Butler, how, you know, the Titans were picking on him. I think the Jaguars were picking on him today again, too.
Offense. They were picking on everybody.
Yeah, but Butler was getting picked on a lot.
Wait a minute. Did Bortles have, 13 or 14 completions in a row?
The most in history.
They were picking 12. On 12, everybody.
Yeah. I saw Butler getting on. You know what I mean?
Well, he's got to chase the guy. If you have a man coverage and he comes across the field, a lot of times you're getting picked by one or two different guys. And if you don't have any pressure and that quick crossing pattern, it's very difficult to cover, especially in man because you're spread out.
All right, Will's in Needham. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys. Two things.
What's up,
Will? One, a good job with those first talking about one guy calls in and talks about Brady being prideful. And then another guy calls and talks about the Patriots are coming to the end of the dynasty.
I just won the championship again.
I don't know about you, but if I'm watching like a good movie or whatever, I like to wait until the end. I don't like to three quarters through it say, the Star Wars thing is coming to an end. You know, I'm done.
In the middle of something tremendous. The second thing.
You know, you think about also is they started. They had Gronk was out, Edelman is out. Your two star receivers, most teams would fold. Look what happened to Kansas City. The receiver goes down and they're up and they just poop their pants. Patriots come out and win a game using other players. Defensive players go down and they still continue to play at a high level. It's just amazing.
Coaching.
It's pretty important, I think. In football, it really is important.
The
no
second
question.
Thing was the last first down for the Patriots. Big play. I mean, Fred, they had 9 in the box.
I know.
Around
the end. I thought it was a wasted play, and all of a sudden he rakes it for, 15 yards?
It's just, I guess we'd have to check the film. I know Fred would have dropped him for a 10-yard loss, but.
Well, tried.
I'll give Fred credit. There were a bunch of plays that he called today, including the Brady quarterback sneak. He said, oh, my God, they're spread out. Brady's going to quarterback sneak them. And there were wide open gaps on both sides. Next thing you know, obviously.
And it was 2 yards. It wasn't just an inch.
Right. And I'm not sure that's what they were intending to do, but what they threw at him, you're right. You nailed that.
He went up, looked right, looked left, and then booted it. I'm like.
Extra point was good. 31-7.
Okay,
Philadelphia is dominating this game right now. Steve is in Maine. Next up on the Real Post Game Show.
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
Great.
Doing all right, brother.
Fred, met you once at Twin River. You could have been nicer, but I'll get to my point.
Yeah, you caught him at a rare moment. Let me tell you something. We'll take six more phone calls. We'll say he was an a-hole. Go ahead.
Anyway, all year we heard about Brady's outside, interest in TB12. And this week, all year, we talked about the stitches. I'll make my quick point, and then I'll hang up. But my uncle's, let's call her girlfriend, works at TB12. And apparently he's coming out with his own line of stitches. I think it has to be that. I'll hang up and let you rap.
Okay, I appreciate the phone.
If he said glue, he's going to have, fix your, it cuts anyway. Put this
I'll tell you what,
on
Fred,
it.
If he comes out with TB12 stitches, I might cut myself just to try
him out. I'll cut you. I'll help you.
just to try him out. Why wouldn't you try him out?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll hear from the play of the game. And then we'll hear from some of the players. And then we'll take more of your phone calls. And then, as we said, we will take you to Philadelphia for the end of this game, as it looks like the Philadelphia Eagles with a 31-7 lead.
Minnesota's marching.
With 9:13 remaining in the third quarter. It looks like they will play your New England Patriots 2 weeks from now out there in Minneapolis. Quick break, right back at you.
The most complete recap of the New England Patriots is right here. Tom Brady joins Kirk and Callahan tomorrow morning on Patriots Monday. We return to the Real Postgame Show, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com. By Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings. And by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danny, do you ever feel any more internal pressure, maybe to step up when someone like Rob Gronkowski comes out of the game?
I mean, I don't feel any added pressure. No, every play I'm competing my tail off to try to win the route, win the block, or whatever my job is that play. And you know, whoever's in the game, whoever's fighting beside me, I know. I have a lot of trust and faith in them, whether it's Gronk or Cookie or Hoagie or some, or you know, whoever it is. I know we have a lot of trust in this room, and that's it.
That's it. Danny Amendola had himself a terrific game today, and they really needed him here in the second half. Time right now for the Wise Play of the Game. It's brought to you by Wise Snacks, Ridgy Tailgate Classics, and here's the game winner.
Brady under center, second and goal. Fake it to White. Looking around. Has time. Throws it. Did he get the feed down? What an effort. Touchdown, Amendola. Tom Brady does it again. How about Amendola?
With a catch. Watch. Let's see if he does it. High ball back in the end zone. How you're supposed to throw it there. So it's protected. Right foot, left foot ball. That's a touchdown, Jim. New England has the lead and a shot at heading to the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable. This guy makes so many great plays. The Wise Play of the Game brought to you by Wise Snacks, Ridgy Tailgate Classics. Look for the new Buffalo Wings, Freddie's favorite.
Unbelievable.
And the dry rub rib flavors. You can find them at your local store. I'll tell you another interesting play. If you're looking at it from the Jacksonville perspective. Minnesota, by the way, is driving right now. They've got a third and goal coming up
right now.
Fourth
and goal now, brother.
It's fourth and goal right now. They need this one. Why aren't they going no huddle? Why aren't they picking up the pace here? Why are they so methodical? Know. They're down by 24 points.
Oh, the receiver caught it once and was running down the sideline. He would have had a touchdown, but he couldn't keep his balance. And then now they're stuck on the 10-yard line.
Do they understand how New England did it when they were down by 25 in the Super Bowl?
It doesn't look like they've practiced the hurry huddle because they're talking to each other as they come to the line of scrimmage.
I don't understand how you can pace it the way they're pacing it right now. But I'll tell you, if you're Jacksonville and you're looking at the end of the first half, let's take you with 3 minutes left in that first half. So they complete a third and nine to Cole, Fred. They did not get it? Or they did get it?
They got
touchdown.
It.
All right, Minnesota
new
just
game.
Scored a touchdown.
New game.
So if you look at that with 3 minutes left in the first half right now, Bortles completes the pass to Cole on a third and nine. That is a first down, one problem. Illegal shift. Okay, so they call the penalty now. Then right after that, a delay of game penalty after, again, the pass had been completed,
shooting,
but they got it off too
foot.
Late. Right, and then they get a holding penalty on top of that. Now they're forced to punt. That sets up New England, and here's the other mistake they made, Fred. They didn't let the clock go down below
202. On the punt.
So what they did is they gave New England an additional timeout because you've got the two-minute warning.
Yeah.
So New England now gets 2 minutes, 2 seconds left. They don't have to burn off one of their timeouts because they've got 2 seconds over the mandatory timeout, and then they start moving. Lewis goes 2 yards on a run. Timeout now for the two-minute warning. Then they go to Cooks first down. Then they go to Dola first down. Then they go to White first down. The next play, Gronk gets hurt on the unnecessary roughness play. They end up getting a first down out of it because of it. And then right after that, did he hold on to that ball?
No.
All right, they're gonna review this, and they're going to overturn it. They are overturning it right now. They just overturned the touchdown.
That was
on fourth down. Philadelphia takes possession of the ball, leading 31-7. Let me get back to this. Gronk, unnecessary roughness. So they got a first down on that play. And then they go to Cooks, and if you remember, pass interference. Boye interferes with them. They call that
blatant.
Now everything is cooking. Then they go to Cooks to the 1 yard line. White goes in with a touchdown. And New England, instead of being down 14-3, is now back in the ball game at 14-10. And what did Jacksonville do? They got scared at that point. 55 seconds left.
Coming.
They dropped to the knee. And that, to me, that last 3 minutes of the first half, if I'm a Jacksonville fan, that's where you lost the game, right there. That's where you lost.
And they tanked it in. All of your players want to be aggressive. Let's see. I got 54 seconds left. I got 3 timeouts. I got five or six plays. And the way Bortles was throwing, I said, hey, he's on a roll right now. Let's keep going with it. I'd rather lose by 10 and be aggressive than lose by 3 and not be aggressive. You know?
All right, this portion of the program, by the way, is being brought to you by Shea Concrete here on The Real Post Game Show. Jason, let's hear a little bit more of Danny Amendola because he had himself a monster game here today, and he seems to come up big in big games, key moments. That was an unbelievable touchdown. But, man, in the fourth quarter, they were just going to the Dola. It was
the
Dola show.
He's up in the air. 1 foot comes down, and he has the wherewithal to get the other foot down before the knee hits. Just tremendous play.
All right, Dola after the game.
Danny, your Patriots career got to a kind of relatively slow start. How does it feel to finally have your career progress to the point where you're the number one guy in the AFC Championship game?
I'm thankful for my opportunity here and what it's been the past 5 years, and I have a lot of great memories here. Any negative thing or anything that's, tried to hinder me, I try to ignore and focus on the positive things that have been going on in this building for the last 5 years for me, and try to build off that and be a good teammate. And that's really the only thing I focus on.
Danny, maybe I missaw it, but it seemed like on your 20-yard punt return, they kind of rushed it. Is that right?
And say that one more time, sorry?
It seemed like they kind of rushed the snap to get off a quick punt. Maybe I missaw that. Did that happen?
I'm not sure. It was a quick snap. A lot of teams do that, but I'm not sure what they were thinking. I believe we had a block on, and then we're just trying to get – we knew we were going to get in pretty good field position. I think I was standing on the 40 or so, and just a matter of getting some yards. So
you had a lot of fair catches to that point. What was different about that one? It looked like it didn't quite sail.
The punter was doing a great job all night of not out kicking his coverage, so to speak, kicking the ball high. And I had my feet on the 10 a lot, so I knew that he wasn't going to kick it over my head, and it was going to give him time to get down there. But on that particular punt, you know, I saw the rush. When you rush on a punt return, usually it holds the guys up even more. It's just when they get out, they get scattered. They're not blocked. But
Danny, your hallmark of your career here has been your ability to produce in the postseason. What is it about your ability that's allowed you to shine in these situations?
Well, it's a lot about preparation and you know, circumstance and opportunity and being ready and no fear. Just get out there and get it done, man. And that's what we're all about in this building.
No question. And they did it in the fourth quarter. And
no second guessing.
He's come up with so many big plays in the fourth quarter. It's amazing. And they really needed him today. You talk about losing Gronk. Talk about a defense that really was stifling a lot of what you wanted to do. And then Dola comes up with some big, big catches. The one that he was able to roll, get his hand under the ball, keep possession of
that. Well, you saw in the Minnesota game, the same thing happened to the receiver in the end zone. He didn't put his hand underneath to touch the ground. You know it was going to be overturned.
31-7. They are under 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Actually, 5:26 right now. Things are looking pretty poorly for the Minnesota Vikings. They're down 31-7.
That touchdown being called back killed them.
So it's over. You finally throwing the towel in?
Not throwing the towel in.
I tried to tell you before the game began, you wouldn't listen to me.
Keeman's my guy.
I told you, the Eagles are better than people think, even without Carson Wentz. And second of all, they're going to be the most obnoxious, nastiest, violent fans that are going to convene out there in Minneapolis.
I thought it would be the Patriots and the Eagles. When he went down, I thought it was going to be New Orleans.
It's too bad because this could be some good airtime for Donovan McNabb, except he got a little sexual harassment situation and assault, so he's kind of like he's in hiding right now, I think. So
maybe he can have Falk in there. He's gone too, right?
All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with you with the real postgame show. The Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl. It looks like they're going to be playing the Philadelphia Eagles coming up in 2 weeks from now. We got more in the real postgame show, and then we'll take you live to Philadelphia for the fourth quarter.
Super Bowl 52. The Patriots will seek their sixth Super Bowl title. Talk about it now on the Real Postgame Show with Ordway and Smirlis. And stay tuned for the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game. Presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com. By Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings. And by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here in the Real Postgame Show, Glenn Ordway, Freddie Smirlis. We're going to take you to Philadelphia in a couple seconds. Nick Foles is making big plays again on this drive, and Philadelphia is driving again. Looks like they're going to put up seven more, Freddie. They already lead 31-7. Looks like it's over. And you can start thinking about Nick Foles and Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount and Alshon Jeffery.
Chris Long.
And Torrey Smith, Chris Long. And, you know, this is a good team. Fletcher Cox, this is a good team. It comes down to this.
I know he's a backup quarterback, but Foles playing outstanding.
If Nick Foles doesn't poop his pants, they are a serious threat. A
lot of speed.
Yep, they're a serious threat. And the speed on defense, the linebackers, really good. This is a team you got to worry
about. But this offense, who thought this offense with Foles would perform like this against the top-notch
Ellerby,
defense?
Another guy that's a good player. You know, we're running down watching this game, and we're going to take you there in a couple of seconds. But this is a formidable team that you got with the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Vikings went as far as they could go. They couldn't get their offense going. Case Keenum just could not do it in this game. He made mistakes.
But the defense sucks.
Yeah, the defense is
you
really
expect good. Them to go out there and fight. They're not doing anything. The Patriots will probably only be favored by single digits.
I would guess between 3 and 5, somewhere in that.
6 to 8.
Nope.
6 to 8.
Nope. I don't believe it'll be that much. I do not believe it'll be that much. I think it'll be somewhere around 3-5, something like that, in that ballpark. I think they're much better than people think again. I think the problem is
Minnesota's much worse defense.
What people do is they look at the quarterbacks. Okay, but three of the four teams that we've seen here in the tournament are the best defensive teams in the league.
That's right.
So something's going on. There's a trend out there, Fred.
And
so,
Foles is legitimate. I mean, playing like this, he started before. He's going to be a guy to contend with.
Well, we don't know what he's going to be like when he's on the, you know, the big stage in the Super Bowl. I think we have a good idea what Brady's going to look like, but what's this guy going to look like? He's got to play well for them to be good.
Not at home anymore, but Dorothy.
They got a guy, somebody they're familiar with from his days in Miami, so they got a good book on him. They certainly know what they're getting with LeGarrette Blount.
Yep.
So there are a couple things. So let's take this final break, and then what we'll do is we'll take you to Philadelphia and let you hear the fourth quarter.
Don't take me to Philadelphia.
Take you to Philadelphia right now, Fred.
Spent a month there last week.
We'll do that right after this.